Blog Talk Radio. whenever you feel the need. If you have any remarks, to let us know how we're doing. We will be gladly appreciate to hear from you. And so the numbers that has been allocated is 646-200-3074. 646-200-3074. And we also have a second number you can call into the station, and that number is 877-598-8654. 877-598-8654. We welcome your calls and all of your comments here at Old Ship of Zion. And so we would like for you that will to bow your head as we go down in prayer. We are having prayer before the start of our program. And so we just ask you, our listeners out there in digital radio land, to bow your heads as a reference unto God, if you will. We're going to go down in prayer. Father God, we come with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for naming us together in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that may be hurting deep within their souls. In Jesus' righteous name, I pray, and we shall all say amen and amen. All right, as I first stated, I hope that you got your comfortable seat and you're comfortable, and I'd just like you, if you will, to get close to your radio dial as I bring the divine a word of truth unto you. If God give it to me, then I, in return, present it to you. What the Spirit has to say unto the churches. And we will be before you tonight 1 hour. So I'm hoping to kind of talk a little bit and just minister to you. I don't want to be in a hurry, and I just want to give you what God placed before my heart on tonight. And as I first stated on the last program, each opportunity that I get, I want to let you know, my family, my friends, my kinship, my extended family, and those of you that are out there in our digital listening audience. I want to express this one revelation, and that is that you are loved. I love you, as I first stated, with all of my heart and soul. And I come across these airways to deliver a divine word of truth as I am instructed of my Creator. Jesus is my boss man. I stipulated that not long ago, that Jesus is my boss man. And so I get all my orders from him. And so God is the reason that I'm here spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. And so I just want you to know on tonight that you are appreciated. My loyal listening audience, I thank God for you, because one thing that you can be assured of, if I didn't have any listeners, it would be no need for me to be here on this program tonight. But God has enabled me to come before you on tonight to deliver his word. And so without any further ado, we're going to go right on in to our program. And our night sermon is God Unlimited Resource. Now the word reads like this. O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? So we can come to the realization that we, as mortal human beings here on planet Earth, we are limited on what we can do. But one thing is for sure, that we must not limit God. We must take the limits off of God and put the limits on ourselves. And that's coming out of the law of Matthew 14 and 31. And we know that if we let go and let God, God can transform our thoughts as well as our life. Our mind is a powerful formative tool that it helps shape our lives. And with my own experience, I know as I open my mind to the wisdom of God, I imbue my thoughts, my reasoning, and my perception, my feelings, and my recollections with spiritual power. The result is life transformation. And that when I let go, and when you let go, we release all the concerns and cease from struggling. As I open my mind and my life to divine wisdom and power, I prepare myself to receive the abundance of God. Letting go and letting God, it brings me into a turning point in my life. I turn challenges into opportunities and concern into hope. As I rely on my Creator, the resource of all wisdom and blessing, connecting totally, hallelujah, with the presence of God, I am fulfilled, spirit, mind, and body. And my God will fully satisfy every need of mine and yours according to his riches in glory. Philippians 4:19. And I also know that I just would like to ask you a question, you that are out there in our digital listening audience on tonight. Have you ever been in a situation where the demands of life seem to overwhelm the resource available to you? Perhaps it seemed as if your physical and mental and spiritual strength was depleted, and you wondered how you were going to make it. Many of you face the same crisis in today's society. We know that mothers are abandoning their babies because of the demand of raising a child greater than the resources they have to meet them. We know that young people smoke crack or marijuana to escape the reality that life's demands are greater, hallelujah, than the resource they have to meet them. But we know that Jesus' disciples experienced such a time as well. When Jesus called on them to find food for the 5,000 people, they told him, "Jesus, yeah, that's a nice thought, but all we have are 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes to feed 5,000 people." What the disciples failed to realize, hallelujah, was that their analysis was correct, but their solution was off base. We know that the demands of the situation exceeded their resource, but the solution was not to send people away hungry. The disciples made a critical mistake by focusing on their own ability to feed the 5,000, not relying on God. They started rationing instead of praying. They started doubting instead of looking to Jesus to come up with a solution. And we find that out in today's world, where many of us are failing to rely on God and his resource. We know that Jesus' resource never run out. We know that his well never runs dry. And when we have Jesus among us, no one has to go away empty-handed. When we have Jesus in our lives, the word tells us that Jesus will supply, not part, not some, not a few, but all of our needs according to his riches in glory. And we know with Jesus in our lives, we will never want for anything, because God can and he will open doors that you and I cannot see. But we find that the word of God tells us that if we lack anything, we should petition God. Petition means to pray, to come before his presence, to come humbly submitted, to come to God in secret prayer, announcing our needs before his great throne. And we know that God who gives graciously, we should not doubt that God is going to supply the need, because he will not withhold any good thing from those who walk upright. We read this in the law of Psalms 84 and 11. Instead, we need to do as Paul, encourage us, be careful for nothing, for in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, the Bible tells us to let your requests be made known to God. That's in the law of Philippians 4 and 6. And you that are out there in our digital listening audience, I would suggest to you today that if you're going through any test or trial, I would suggest that you put your trust in Jesus. God tells us to don't put your trust in man, but put your trust in me. God declared that in his Father's house is many mansions. If it wasn't so, I wouldn't have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And when I return, I will receive you unto myself. So we know with that in mind that God owns everything. Absolutely, positively, everything. And we know that you can take all of your needs to God. And as you leave them at the altar, we know that you can walk away thanking him for supplying your needs. For we serve a God that have resources and assets that are indispensable. We know that God has, gold. You think about the people that have invested in stocks. They're investing their money to earn a return. Well, that's just the way it is serving God. We are serving God so we can receive some of those gold bars, spiritual gold bars that God has laid up. And when we have lived accordingly to God's command and God's statute, then we can look to receive those stocks that we have invested in Christ. For there's no need for man or woman to lay up your goods down here on earth, for the Bible tells us, where thieves can come in and steal and moth can eat away at your possessions. Even at your currency, they can eat away at that as well. But that is the most important liquid access that we can look forward to receiving on that great day of judgment, when we stand, all of our brothers and our sisters, as we stand before that great white throne of God, there we will give an account. The Bible says of the deeds that have been done in this old mortal body. May they be good or may they be bad. We will be judged, you and I, accordingly to what we have done down here on planet Earth. And if I was you tonight, you that are out there in my listening digital audience, I would invest my stocks in Jesus. Jesus gives the best return than anyone on planet Earth. No one can beat God's return on his stocks. And they can be liquidated. So, anything else, if it's not biblical, if it's not spiritual, then it is of naught. It is of any good if it's not planted on a sure foundation. And that is the divine foundation of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I tell you, you might be going through tonight. Some of you might be going through that are listening on tonight. But I'm here to let you know that God has the solution to any problem that you might be facing on tonight. And God said that we have not because we ask not. And so, a lot of times we limit God because we say to God, well, God, you know, I know you're busy. I know you have many others that needs are far more greater than mine. And Father God, I don't need much, but, you know, if you could just help me just this one time. See, you're putting limits on God. And that's what God don't want us to do, is limit him. Now, we're limited. We are really limited. But we have a Heavenly Father that is limitless. All we have to do is speak the word. And then he tells us, as his children, as heirs and joint heirs, God said all we had to do was ask in his name. And it's a done deal. But see, we have to take the limits off of God. Because God has. And so what God has, he able us to take part of his riches. You look around your surroundings tonight and just look how blessed you are to have your mental capacity intact, to have your mobility use of your arms, the mobility of your legs. You can get up, you can move around. You're not confined to a wheelchair. You're not confined to a bed. But you're free to go as you choose. That in itself is a blessing. And the reason that we're able to move our hands and our legs is because of God's spiritual magnetism. See, because if God stretch out the wrath of his hand and say, cease walking, then you can no longer walk. You will have to use a motorized wheelchair pretty much. And so it was God that allowed you and I to be able to move mobily on our own continents. That was through the divine grace of God, the Father. Because we know that the Word of God tells us that the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. And blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, saints and friends and kinship, extended family members, and all of you that are out there in our digital listening audience on tonight, God owns everything. including you and I. It's not one person living alive at this present moment that is not under the order of God. What I mean by the order of God is you cannot do nothing unless God stamp his approval upon it. And so we know that if we need anything in our lives, and more than once, we will forever be needing as long as we're on planet Earth. But one thing is for certain, that God assured us that he would supply all of our needs. He didn't say all of our wants. He didn't say all of our desires. But he said he would supply all of our needs. So he knows that the necessity things that we need in our day-to-day life, that is a necessity. We know that water is a necessity. We must have water in order to, you know, have that to shower, drinking water, cooking elements, you know, for our environment. We need water in order to keep the plants growing, to keep the fertilizer and the plants and those that have in the harvest. You know, once they get the harvest, then they have the stores, the vendors that buy the harvest. And so it takes water for those plants, those seeds to grow. You see what I'm saying? So that is a necessity. All right? We know that light. We must have light in order to see. We need light for cooking, for vision, for reading. We need light for a number of things. So we know that that is also a necessity. Our wattage is a necessity. So God takes care of our electric elements. And so we know that we need transportation, and there are a variety of transportation at our disposal. We have taxi cabs. We have limousine drivers. We have ride share. We have the motorcyclists. We have the electric scooter. We have the skateboard. And we have a number of elements that we can apply in getting where we need to go. So we know that it takes money, and it takes transportation to reach that destination. So we know that God is going to supply that need, because he knows that is a need. We have to go to our doctor's appointments. We have to go to our therapist's appointments. You know, and whatever our itinerary might warrant us, we know that God is the way. When we can't see a financial way. We know that God is the way. He is the truth, and he's our life. So all you got to do is take the limits off God, because God has unlimited resources. Some of you haven't even begun to tap into God's spiritual resources. I mean, he just have, I'm telling you, riches unknown. Unknown to even mankind. You see how in today's society where we have millionaires and billionaires, see, that's God's asset. But he is not a selfish God. God is a loving God. He's a kind God. And so God shares his resources with us. And we know that all of us is not into God. God knows that. But that do not stop God from stretching out his hand of faithfulness. God is faithful. And I tell you, I'm a witness to that effect. God is faithful. Even when we're not faithful, God is faithful. God is forever faithful. You know, sometimes we try to make our doctor's appointments, and sometimes we have to reschedule because, you know, maybe we was 5 minutes, 2 minutes delayed, and so they said, well, we'll have to reschedule you, you know. So we know that we're limited. So then, okay, we have to come back on the next allocated appointment. We have to reschedule that dentist appointment, the orthodontic appointment, that job application that you placed. Maybe you was late finding the place, and so they said, well, we have to reschedule you because, you know, you was delayed. So we will reschedule you to come back in for an interview. That's being limited because we're limited. They didn't see us, so we are limited. We have to return back. But when you're serving God and when you let God be God, God can do anything that he wanted to do. Because God have it going on just like that. God can speak the word, and it is so. So I want to encourage you to don't think that you can never get above your means, because you can. Because the Bible tells me that we can do all things, not of ourselves, but we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. So take the limitation off God and put the limitation on self, because we know that we are limited in what we can do. We have a voice. You know, when people go picketing and they are wanting their voice to be heard, and then all of a sudden the police force may come out and tell them, hey, y'all will have to move around. And if you don't move around, you will be arrested. All right, that means that you're limited in what you can do and where you can do it. But we know that I serve a God and you serve a God. And you that may not know God, I'm here to encourage your heart tonight that we serve a God that owns a cattle on a thousand hills. And he never run out. He never run out of resources. You know, we run out. Sooner or later, our pocketbook will go to getting thin, you know. Them big bills will turn into the small bills. And then the small bills will start turning into change. So we know that we have limited resources. But when we tap into God's resource, we're tapping into a resource that's everlasting, that will never, never run dry. And so we know that when adversity, hallelujah, and hardship come into your life, into my life, we know that God must empower us from within, or we will be unable to withstand the pressure. For without truth, we get solid support from loved ones and Christian friends, but it is our spiritual inner man, talking right on back about Jesus, that spiritual inner man that strengthened with might through his spirit. We find that in the law of Ephesians 3:16. That sustain us and keep us from crumbling. We know that the Holy Spirit works to strengthen us, to renew our mind. As we read the Bible and pray. Now, if we neglect the scripture, seldom talk with the Lord, and stop fellowshipping with one another and other believers, we'll grow weak and vulnerable. Then we will be unable to withstand the pressure. When the enemy, our adversary, turn on the pressure of temptation, we'll be able to say, you can be able to look that devil in the eye, look him eyeball to eyeball, and tell him, say, devil, I want you to get back. I'm demanding you, and I'm declaiming, and I'm decreeing that you leave this house. This instant, all you got to do is open up the Bible. It doesn't matter what scripture you turn to. You just open up that 66 books, because through it, from Genesis all the way to Revelation, sits the divine word of truth. And when you open up the divine word of truth before our adversary, which is Satan, he can no longer stay in that atmosphere. He must flee, because he cannot stand the spirit elements of God. He got to go. He must bust him a move. He got to go harass somebody else. Not saying that he won't be back, but he is gone for the time being. And so, let's ask the Lord to develop our inner strength so that when life blows and burdens press upon us, we will not cave in. We know that the power of Christ within you is greater than the pressure of troubles around you. All you got to do is keep your hand in God's hand. And don't doubt Don't doubt God, but trust Him. As I always foresee, you know, there's times when we got to trust God even when we can't praise Him. Because we know that if we pray, that He would grant you according to His riches of His glory to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man. God can strengthen you and give you the ability to go beyond the distance. Go beyond what you was capable or even thought that you could subdue. God can give you the strength and the power to press on. And if you need God to bless you financially, I would alert your heart to get on your knees. Go into secret prayer. Tell God what you need. We know that God already knows your needs, but God said in His word that we have not because we ask not. So I believe that if you go in secret prayer into your secret closet, wherever that may be, go down on bending knees and sincerity and honesty before God, and place your petition before God's feet, God will come through for you, my brother. God will come through for you, my sister. God can do and will do anything. But He includes one exception, and that is fail. But we know there's no failing in God. The Bible tells us that God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent. So we know that God neither lie nor sin, neither was a guile found in His mouth. So you can put your faith and belief in God. Your blessings is only a whisper away. Your breakthrough is only a prayer away. There are some of you that have been waiting a long time for God to bless you. You have remained faithful. You have went to church dutifully. You paid your tithes when you needed to pay your rent. You gave in an offering when your mortgage was due. You gave God the seeds of your first offering when you got your paycheck. And so God, in return, is ready to bless you. Because God said in His word, if you be faithful over a few things, I will make you ruler over many. So if we just be faithful over a few things, God will stretch out His mighty hand in sovereignty to bless us The Bible tells us that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So I would suggest you seek the Lord. That's where your blessings lies, is in your prayers, is in your supplication. Pray before God, and God will bless you. I hope and pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. Bye. Bye.